is KAYTFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings unto each and every one of you. For truly God is great, and yes, he's so greatly to be praised. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. Now, Father God, we invite your presence on this radio broadcast on this morning. Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Father God, if I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough to say thank you. Because God, you woke us up this morning, oh God. You kept us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say, have thine own way. Father God, I ask that, Lord God, this word go out like fire, God. Continue to give us more wisdom, more revelation, and more knowledge of your word. And for this, God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to the book of James, the first chapter and the fifth verse? That's James 1:5. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it said, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives it generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is so simple. It's wisdom. Wisdom. We all have people whom we look to for advice, and but even people who love us and want us to succeed may not give you the right advice. Everybody don't have the right advice. And you should weigh every suggestion, every piece of advice against what you feel in your spirit. Let me tell you something. God will not speak to other people about your life without speaking to you first. You can hear from God. Yes, you can. You don't have to run to someone else to see what you should do. Wisdom is very crucial for the believer. It is a treasure that is more valuable than gold and silver. Proverbs 16:16. Followers of Jesus Christ, they are encouraged to pursue wisdom, acquire knowledge, and attain proper understanding. The entire book of Proverbs is dedicated to this goal. However, what should we do if we lack this trait of wisdom? So in James 1:5, it says, in particular, in the facing of trials, though the principle applies to everyday decision making. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives it to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So, according to James 1:5, the wisdom we need and we sometimes lack from God, it comes from God. This is a distinction from natural wisdom, which arises solely from the human understanding and the worldly perspectives. The latter often serves to satisfy human desires at the expense of godly truth. So in James, the third chapter, 13 through the 17 verses. The apostle says there are two types of wisdom. It says, who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds that are done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. People of God, such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but it is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. Ooh, that's your wisdom right there. That's the first type. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is, first of all, it is so pure. It is peace-loving. It is considerate. It is submissive. It is full of mercy and of good fruit. It is impartial and it is sincere. There you go, your two types of wisdom. So we're going to look at other Bible of things, the scriptures that says the supernatural wisdom of God over its worldly counterpart. It is 1 Corinthians 1 and 25, when Paul says, the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. This does not imply that God can be foolish or weak. Instead, it lets us know that even what might appear to be foolish or weak from our human perspective is better than human wisdom and strength. Somebody better catch this. The key focus of this passage is the gospel. Christ's crucifixion appears foolish and weak, but it is in fact God's power and wisdom. That's 1 Corinthians 1 and 18. So, is it wrong to be smart or use our own human intellect? Not at all. We're called to love God with our heart, mind, and soul. Matthew 22, verses 37 and 38. However, relying solely on human intellect will one day lead us astray from God's path, causing us to do what seems right in our own eyes. And it's come from Proverbs 12 chapter, 15 verse, 14 chapter, the 12th verse. 16th chapter and the 25th verse. The concluding chapters of the book of Judges, it demonstrates the dangers of doing whatever you please. Mm-hmm. You see, we require the wisdom of God. And we also know that God will give us exactly what we ask. He will give it to us, but we have to ask him for it. He does not act as if we are overstepping our boundaries in asking for his wisdom. We are not, because God is a giver, and possessing godly wisdom aligns with his will for us. Proverbs, the second chapter, the 6th verse, the 4th chapter, and the 7th verse. So while worldly wisdom, it is self-centered, but the godly wisdom is God glorifying. Oh, I think the Holy Ghost better say that again. Worldly wisdom is self-centered, but godly wisdom is God glorifying. And it also leads to good deeds and holy living. Ephesians 5, 15 through 17 verses. James, the third chapter and the 13th verse. Finally, my sisters and my brothers, the request for wisdom from God must always be accompanied by faith. If you don't have the faith to believe that you have the wisdom of God, you don't have it. It's null and void. But it has to be accompanied by faith. Trust and know that God will answer. And do not be like a wave of the sea that is tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine. Do not be like that. And you can just backtrack that in the book of James, the first chapter and the sixth verse. So the scripture of James 1 and 5 says that basically you should ask God for wisdom in every decision you make, and he will freely give it to you. When you ask God before you do something, he will tell you whether or not to do it or not. But if you go before seeking the Lord, you will mess it up. And when you go before God and when you mess it up, here you come back, you coming back to God, asking God for the fix it when in all essence, you should have went to God the first time before you did it. Come on here, somebody. I found that the more you ask God, the less you have to depend on people. People of God, he has given us the Holy Spirit to live inside of us and to be our counselor, to be our guide, to be our advisor. He'll give you advice. He'll help you make the right choices. He'll help you make the right decisions. That's all you got to do is ask him. But some of you is scared of your answer. All right, it's time for it to be real. Some of you are scared of the answer you're going to receive. But whatever answer he gives, trust God, because God knows best. You have to look inside, and you will sense and you will hear that still small voice telling you what you need to do. It may be just a urge, impression, not in your head, but in your heart, that's giving you clear direction, that's guiding you the right way. People of God, trust me. God will never lead you wrong. Let us pray. Father, thank you for loving us and for your promises to give us wisdom and clear direction to make the right choices. Help us to be sensitive to your still small voice and hear it with clarity, to hear any alarms, suggestions, anything that God you want us to know, please tell us, God, and so that we will be quick to obey you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And I want you to save the date and mark your calendar. The Hidden Love Affair screenplay performance will be June 14, 2025 at the Zion Hill Church Family, 312 Hunter Street, Pineville, Louisiana. Tickets go on sale April the 7th on eventbrite.com, or you can contact one of the characters, or you can even contact me. All proceeds, let me tell you, all proceeds is going straight to the Zion Hill Youth Center. This is